To explain that, because when I heard the comparison of the United States of America, the greatest country in the world, the greatest country ever, to Nazi Germany, I said, what is he talking about?
Well, see, what you were doing is allowing words to affect you more than listening to what was actually being
said. All
right,
so please explain
that. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem.
I greatly admire you and what you've done over the years, but to make the comparison of the United States and Nazi Germany, that just struck an awful tone.
Well, Nazi Germany experienced something horrible. The people in Nazi Germany largely did not believe in what Hitler was doing. But did they say anything? Of course not. They kept their mouths shut. And there are some very important lessons to be learned there. The fact that our government is using instruments of government like the IRS to punish its opponents. This is not the kind of thing that, as far as I'm concerned, is a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue. This is something that threatens all of our liberty, all of our freedom. And you can go out on the street and just talk to people, and you will see that a lot of people do not feel free to express themselves. And in fact, this is America, a place where people came to from other parts of the world to escape from governments that told them what they could say and what they couldn't say, where they could live, you know, all these kinds of things. This is a country that is supposed to be for, of, and by the people. The government is supposed to conform to the will of the people, not the people to the will of the government. We have to change that. We have to change it very soon.
I understand all of that, and there's obviously no problem criticizing the United States government, saying all that stuff. But to make the comparison, Dr. Carson, to Nazi Germany, the slaughter of 6 million Jews by the Nazis, the devastation that erupted in Europe and around the world, to the United States of America, I want you to, you know, reflect on what that potentially means.
Well, again, you are just focusing on the words Nazi Germany and completely missing the point of what is being said. And that's the problem right now. That's what PCism is all about. You may not say this word, regardless of what your point is, because if you say that word, you know, I go into a tizzy. We can do better than that. You know, when I was a child and when you were a child, they used to say, sticks and stones break my bones. Words will never hurt me. Whatever happened to that? We need to get to the point where we can look beyond the word and look for the meaning and understand that, in fact, our country is changing, that, in fact, there are people here who feel threatened. Yes, there are people who are intimidated by what's going on. This has never been the intention for America. And unless we're willing to face it,